get to some more of the halachas. Reb Meir have misleitzit ba'iver avera. About 10 lines in the bottom on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, or 10, 12, the middle of the line, Reb Meir have misleitzit ba'iver avera. Last word on the line would be avera. So the Gemara says Rabbi Meir was misleitzit ba'iver avera. He would poke at those that were ba'iver avera, so to speak, and he would mock it that, you know, control the Yetzirah. Why is this something uncontrollable? Yom Echad, one day, the Satan came after him, and Idmi Le Satan Ki Itza Bahach Yisa De Nahara. The Satan came and appeared to Reb Meir like a woman on the other side of the Nahar, and stirred a taiva in him for her. So I have a Mabra. There wasn't any ferry or boat going across that could take him to the other side of the river, but his taiva was so strong that he went and tried pursuing it, and Nakat Mitzra, he took a meitzar, a board, the ka'avar, and he used it to pull himself across and get across the river, to go and pursue the satan, this taiva of this for this woman. Kimata Palga Mitzra, when he made it to halfway across the river, Shavke, at that point the satan, the taiva left him. So Amar Reb Meir said, Amar the Satan said to him, Ilav the Kamachruzi Berekia, if not for the fact that they called out in Rekia and Shemayim, Mizaru Beremeya Vatirasai, that be cautious and stay away from Reb Meir and his Torah, and I was instructed to leave you alone, says the Satan. I was instructed to let go and stop tempting you. But if not for the fact that I was instructed to stop, Shavyisei Ledomach Tarti Moy, I would have turned your blood into two moy, which means basically I would have turned you into a heap of bones, so to speak, meaning that you would have fell completely and all the way into the taiva, and there's no way you would have stopped yourself, which basically the Satan had this opportunity, so to speak, to get back at Reb Meir. Reb Meir was misleitzit ba'iver avera. What's the big deal to stand up against the Yetzer Hara? Comes along the Satan and says, I'll show you. And he went in an extreme, you know, situation of taiva, got to schlep Reb Meir into this, and then ultimately had to let go. And Reb Meir was speared, but al kapanim, this was to show Reb Meir how strong the taiva can be, and perhaps therefore, I don't know what the isfir is, therefore don't be misleitzit ba'iver avera. I mean, don't mock others, possibly. I'm saying, but nonetheless, we'll see later, Gira Be'ina the Satan, where there was one of the Amiraim that used to say we should throw, you know, daggers at the eyes of the Satan, and the Satan got upset and tried doing the same thing to him too. Over there, the lesson at the end of the story isn't, don't do that anymore. I mean, you still want to be misbalal to destroy the Satan. But over here, it's don't make it like it's nothing. This taiva, Reb Meir learned, because it can be very, very strong.
So nobody's exempt from the taiva either.
Right. I'm gonna. That was the story. The story before, right? The shviyaisa that stayed by Rav Amram. We saw that. We see it now with Reb Meir, and now we're gonna see it with Reb Akiva. The next Gemara, Reb Akiva Abba Mislaitis by Vavir. Reb Akiva was also Mislaitis by Vavir. Yom Echad one day, Idmilei Satan ki Itza Bereish Dikla. The Satan appeared to him in his, let's say, in his courtyard, like a woman bereish dikla on top of a dekel, on top of a tree, sitting perched on a high up branch on a tree. And Rabbi Akiva saw her and desired her. So nakde ledikla v'kasalik, he went and took the branch, so to speak, v'kasalik v'azel, and he went and started climbing a tree. A picture of Rabbi Akiva climbing a tree, because the satan came and made the taiva so strong that the Rabbi Akiva went and was pursuing it and climbing up a tree. So Kimata Lapalgi the Dikla, in a similar incident, when he came halfway up, Shavke the Yetzer left him, and Amar the Satan said, he loved the Machuzi Berikia Azari Berikiva Vitairasai, if not for the fact that they called out in Shemayim that leave Berikiva and his Torah alone, Shavyisa Ladmach Tartimoya, I would have turned your blood into Tuma, meaning again, I would have made Ashen Blata out of you, and I would have gotten you to fall in. So you see with Berikiva as well, where the Satan was able to, so to speak, put his focus on Reb Akiva and get him if he so desired. So
it's surprising to me. I mean, because it comes out, it sounds like, you know, you can't really resist this type. It's just like they had a lot of schluss, so they were spared.
Well, yeah. Well, definitely like the level at which Reb Meir and Reb Akiva were being tested. Mm-hmm. Was a level that took you know, Rachmei Shemayim to let go and prevent them from falling in, but I think, you know, as we're learning Yichud, the lesson is to stay away from situations, right? Avoid situations. Now here they didn't go into it; they planted a situation there where all of a sudden something appeared in front of them, But Yichud tells us, stay away from being miyachid, right? We have halachas of estaklos, etc., to avoid situations so that we shouldn't come to. Vayitan the Gemara, Plimo have a rogel l'meima kol yoyma girub eina satan. Plimo would say every day, girub eina the satan. It sounds like it was a tefillah that he said almost, that we should throw, you know, gira, which is spears, daggers, at the eyes of the satan. And the satan obviously didn't like that. The Plimo used to say that about him. So yoyma chad, one day, mali yoyma de kippura have. It was Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is a busy day for everybody. Have a idmele ka'anya. The satan says, today I'm going to go back and get back Plimo. What do you do? He went and idmile, he appeared to him, ka'anyo, like a poor person. And asa kara abava, he came and he knocked on his door, so to speak. And he came to Plima's door for assistance. So fikule rifta, at Plima's door they came and they brought out rifta, which means they brought out bread. They gave the ani, who was the satan, something to eat. So Amma, I don't know. I mean, from the meshach of the story, it doesn't get into taiva per se, so... I don't know that it was, my assumption was that it was a man. And just Anya being Aramaic, you know, with the Aleph at the end. So Afikula Rifta, they brought him out bread. The lay, right, would have been law if it was a woman, probably. Afikula Rifta, they brought him out bread. Amalei, so the Satan, the Ani, said to Plimu, Yoyma Kia Idna, they like today, Erev Yom Kippur. What does everybody do in Erev Yom Kippur? They're busy eating and preparing for the Tainis. Kuli Alma Gavoy, everybody's inside, Vano Avray, and I'm outside. Very nice, you gave me some bread and sent me away. Don't leave me in the street. So I lay. So Plima brought this ani into his house. For Kariva lay rifta, and they served him bread. So Amalei, the satan, the ani further said to him, Yoyma ki idna, day like today, kuli ama atakov anolachudoi. Everybody's sitting by the table, and I'm here by myself. I mean, it seems like they didn't really bring him to the family suda. They brought him into the house, and they gave him something to satiate him. So now he said, it's not fair. What are you leaving me out from the suda for? So asiu asfu ataka. They brought him and they sat him by the table. So Abba Yosef, this ani was sitting. Mole nafshe shichna vekivi alei. Vava ka'avid be mili demayis. He was full of boils and blisters and pussy skin situations. Vava ka'avid be mili demayis. And this ani, this guest, was doing things that were moyas, things that were disgusting. Meaning he was there playing, chreis, or touching, or scratching, whatever pus he had going on. So Amalei Tiv Shapir. So the Balabas, which was Plimer, said to him, please sit like a mensch. Like, you know, I brought you into my house, I let you come in, I let you eat. You asked to sit by the table, you sit by the table, please don't disgust the people around you. So Amalei Havuli Kisa. So the Ani asked, please pour me a kais of wine, Mazguli Kais. So Yavuli Kisa. They brought him a kais, Achmar, which I think means he drank it up. Shada Bekichai. And then he started putting into this cup his pus and squeezing out his blisters and filling up this cup with it at the table, which is obviously something that echoed the people around him. So Nacharube, they got upset at him. Shaka Umis, got upset at him means Plimoy or whoever it was that screamed at him, probably Plimoy, and he died. He died there at the table. His guest. Now, or he really, we'll see, he feigned death. He didn't really die. But he pretended to have died from the embarrassment or from the way he was mistreated. Erev Yom Kippur in Plima's house. Yeah. So Shamu, the Havak Amri, Plima Kata Gavra. So the Shmuel went out. Did you hear? There's going to be a Levi this afternoon. There was this guest by Plima who died. And how did he die? He died because Plima was so harsh with him. Maybe cursed him or whatever it was. Plima Kata Gavra, Plima Kata Gavra. Double Lush and Plima, they were going around and announcing that Plima killed somebody. So Arak, Plima got all scared now. Oyvei, I had this guest who I brought in. Now it's Erev Yom Kippur. I killed him. What's going to be? And forget the Eivishter, who maybe knows that I didn't mean anything so bad, but what, the Melech is going to come after me. Murder, I'm going to get put in jail. So Arak, he ran away. V'tasha nafshei b'beis hakisei. Plima ran away and hid himself in the beis hakisei. And he went to the outhouse to hide from the authorities so that he shouldn't get chopped and get in trouble for murdering. Azo basrei. So now, Plimoy had his rejuvenation. He never really died. So Plima got up and came after... No, I'm sorry, not Plima, the guest, the Ani. The Ani, who never really died, got up and came after Plima. Azal Basrei came after Plima and he went to the outhouse to go find him. Nafal Kameh. And then when he came in there, this Ani, so Plima fell before him, so to speak, and was pleading for Rachmanis. That have pity on me. I didn't mean to embarrass you. I didn't mean to... to cause you so much pain. Ki chazi dam mitzdayer, when the ani saw that Plimer was in such tsar, and he felt so bad for chepering him, so goli le nafshe. At that point, he was megala himself to him, and he said, "You know who I am? I'm not really a nitzrich. I'm the satan, and I'm doing this because of the way you said every day, gira bein and desit. Now you're out to get me, and you're saying throw daggers in the satan's eyes. So I'm here to take revenge and get you back, and that's why I did all this." And Amale, the satan said to him, "My time, Amritachi, what are you saying that about me every day? Gira bein and desit. I don't like it." So Plimai said back to him, "Ela heichi ema." So what should I say? I mean, the fact is, you're a bad guy. You're the satan, and we got to protect ourselves from the satan. I'm being mispalo that the Eibishter should get rid of you. Well, you know, stab the satan and leave me alone. So what do you want from me, satan? What should I say? So Amale lema you the satan says to Plima, you should say lema mar rachmona nigar bebe satan. Instead of making it sound like everybody should go and wage war against the satan, let it be more of a tefillah that the Eibishter should stop the satan and push back the satan. End of story. So it's coming off of the previous two stories that we just saw of those that mislaitzed by Vavera, chepering the satan, so to speak. Ramei Rabbi Kiva used to say, "Oh, what's the big deal to stand up against the satan?" So there we saw stories about what happened to them. Over here, Plimoy used to be mispalo with a strong lashon against the satan. And we're bringing a shtickel agadah to show us how the satan didn't like it. And he had some run-in, so to speak, with the satan. And ultimately, the satan gave him a different eitzah that instead of being so crass, say, rachmona nigabe b'satan. So al kaponim, if we don't want the satan to come after us like an ani on Erev Yom Kippur, we should use the lashon atfilah of rachmona nigabe b'satan. Perplexed.
What was Plimi supposed to do? What would have been the problem? He's a malach, basically.
What would have been that hugger during?
What should he have this on? He's right. At what point do you say, "Thanks very much, you can't come into the house"? Right.
Right.
Should he have just told him no to start, or should he?
I don't know.
Just tolerated whatever was going on.
Let's see the Rashi's on the bottom of the Amud Aleph.
As we redo the story.
Misloitzeds Bavero. Three lines from the bottom. Do you have the Rashi in the bottom? And Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. This is Ramea, Rabbi Kiva, they used to said, come on, don't Avera, relax. It's easy to be Mizgabra on the Yetzer if you really put your mind to it. Inmi le Satan, to who Yetzer Hari appeared to him. Bach Gisa de Mabra, Letzada Shani Shim Ever Amayim. Lehova Mabra, Svinis Hamarbas, there were no boats going across. Nok and Mitzvah, he took a Chevel, Masuach, Misvas Hanor al Swasai, a rope that ran across from one side of the river to the other. Eichsenbay. Lavoy al daf katzer, and he held on to it to go pull himself across on this plank. Hamutul bereichav anor. Shavka yetsa l'ramei. The yetsa left him alone halfway. This is Plimoy's story. He brought him in, and he said, "Ataka, everybody's sitting al shulchan ve'ochlan erevim kippah ve'kivi ve'lanz hametzim leicha." Things that release pus and ma'usim, disgusting. Tiv shapir and amid beis shave kahaygin shalei tamisenu. Please sit properly so you don't disgust us. Havulei kisa mazguli kais. He asked for a kais. Achmar Shutir Balaz, which I'm not sure what that means exactly. He drank it up. We started playing with him. His bruises. Shadabe Kichai, Hishlich Besechai as Kichai. He threw into it as Kichai, Lecha Yetzim in a Rei, which this is phlegm also that he was spitting up. Nacharube, Garube, they got upset at him. So Shaka, who Hichsik Atzme Kemes, he pretended Hilkiach, like Kemes Shakal. He took himself, he took his life, so to speak. Shamuduka Amri Plima Kato Gavri, Shmuel Anche Besig. Curl Yitzimi Bachutz. There was a curl going around in town. V'ayim Plima Kato Gavra. Plima killed someone. So Arak Plima. Plima ran away. Kasava Shabai Malav Neksi Amelech Laharga. He's afraid now that the king's going to send his people to kill him. He murdered. He's going to be Mukhi Misa. Tasha Nochva or Nichva Bebeis Akisei Chutz Leir. He went and he hid in the Beis Akisei in the outskirts of the city in the outhouse. Chazi Satan Lepilim the Mitzdayer. So the Satan came to him at that point and he saw him that he was being Mitzdayer. So he's Megal himself and he said, "Okay, that Ani was just me. But my time at Amutachi, why'd you talk that way? Lomer Hergalta Lekalaleni. Why you ruggle to curse me? Elohechi Neima Saplimi Satan, what then should I do? Ledechaischa Me'alai. How should I say, and what should I do to push you off? Shalei tachtieni. You see that even Amirayim had to fight back against the Yetzer, and they need a Mahalach how to do it. So what am I supposed to do? So he said, you should say, Rachmano nigar be'visav. Okay, next story. Rechia bar Ashi have a rogel call even davenafa lape. The first wide line. Rechia bar Ashi, every time that the satan would be nafa lape, would fall in front of him, every time there was a taiva, have a omar rachaman, yatzilenim yetzahara. His tefillah was, taka harachaman yatzilenim yetzahara, tefillah the Eibishter was a rachaman, should save us from the yetzahara. Yoim echad, one day, shamasinu divisu, his wife heard him saying that tefillah. So she was wondering what's going on. Her husband's sitting outside learning, and all of a sudden hears him say, "Arachamon yatzilenu miyetzah hara." Amra, she said to herself, "Mechti, let's see. Hakama shani de parish leminai. It's already been years that he's been parish from me, and we don't have any kurva. I thought he had no taiva. So why am I hearing him being misfollowed that the Eibishter should save him from taiva? If he has taiva and he has desire for ishus, then I want him." So she said, "I'm going to go and approach him." So my time of kamahachi. Why is he saying this? So yai machada, have a kogaris begin say. One day he was sitting and learning in the garden. We're talking about Rechia bar Ashi. Kashta nafsha, his wife went and adorned herself. Cholfa v'tanya kamei, and she went out there, dressed up and walked back and forth in front of him to get his attention. So amallah, he saw this woman in front of him, and he said to her, "Manat, who are you?" He didn't recognize her. She was all dressed up. So Amra, she said, "Ano Harusa the Hadri Miyami. I am the famous Zaina Harusa, and I just came back to town today. How you doing?" So Tova, she went and was Teveya him, and she wanted to be Mazana with him, so to speak. She wanted to live with him. So Amra lay, she said to him, "Aisi Nahale." I'm sorry, Tova's the other way around. He wanted her. Meaning she went and tried getting his attention, and she succeeded. He asked her, "Who are you?" She says, I'm Yena Zayna Harusa. So he says, would you please come to me? So Amrale, she said to him, she made a deal with him. If you want to be with me, you have to bring me that remain, that pomegranate from on the top of the tree. She sent him on a wild goose chase. Shavar, he jumped. Azal Aisin Alon, he went to the top of the tree, and he brought her this remain that she wanted. And Taka, she went afterwards and then lived with him. So she got what she wanted, so to speak, in the sense that she realized her husband still has some yetzer and some taiva. So she went out there and got his attention, and she, for whatever reason, told him, "Go, you really want me, go through hoops." He went through the hoops and they got her.
She couldn't do it just by representing herself.
I don't know. So what happened afterwards is, imagine what Rukhiya felt like. He also lebesay, when Rukhiya came back to his house, have a kashagra devisu tanura. She was warming up food. She had the fireplace going. So salik v'kayosiv begavei. Rav Chia went and he climbed into the fireplace, and he went and put himself into a burning fire. Amra lay, and his wife looks at him and she said, "Chia, what became of you? You left the house to go learn bismedes. You come home and you're committing suicide." Amra lay, "My hai, vastusta, why are you going into the fire?" So Amra lay said to her, "Hachi v'hachi avamaisa. You can't understand my remorse and how I feel. This and this is what happened to me today. I was sitting and learning in the garden, and a Zaina came, and she got my attention, and I did an Avera." And what he told us to his wife, that this is what happened to me today. So what am I going to do? I have to do tshuva. So Amrele, she told him, "Don't worry. Relax, relax, relax. I know Havoi, it was me. That Zaina wasn't the stranger. It was me that did it. Loi ashkachbo. Loi ashkachbo." He wouldn't listen to her. He didn't believe her. He felt terrible about that Avera that he did, and even though his wife was telling him it was me, and don't worry, she couldn't console him. She couldn't stop him. Ad yavo leisi money, until she gave him a simon, which he must have told her about the remain, or whatever, something about their maisa. So now he was, so to speak, consoled, or I shouldn't say consoled. He believed her. Now he believed her that it was her. So Amalai said to her, "Okay, granted it was you, but I didn't know it was you. What did I think it was? I thought it was a zayna. I thought I was doing something wrong." So Amalai, "Ano mi ali isura chavni. I was mechavin for iser. So therefore, I have to do tshuva. I intended to do an avera. Kol yom of shalei tzaddik. Every day of that tzaddik hayim misaneh. He would fast. I believe that means literally he would fast. He afflicted pain upon himself for all of his days thereafter because of that avera that he did. At shemes ba'isa misa, until he was mace from isa misa. I think isa misa means from hunger, from starvation. So Reb Chia felt so bad about the Avera, so to speak, the Avera that he intended to do, which ultimately he didn't end up doing, right? The Eibishter made it, it was just his wife, but Al Kapanim, he first put himself into the fire, and then afterwards when she calmed him down a little bit, so he maybe didn't go in the fire, but he fasted until ultimately he ended up dying. Ditanya, like we learned in a Braisa, that even when a person didn't do something wrong, but if he intended to do something wrong, it's a problem. Isha hafeirom v'Hashem yislach lo. It says by Nedarim that her husband will be made for the neder, and Hashem will forgive her. Why does Hashem have to forgive her if she didn't do anything wrong? If her husband was made for the neder, b'me'akosamadaber. So the Braisa tells us, what's the pasuk speaking about? Shenodra b'nazir, a woman made a neder that she'll be a nazir. V'shama b'ayla, and her husband heard about it. V'heferlo. And he was made for the nether in the right time frame in order that the nether is really gone. But v'hi lo yada, she didn't know that he was made for. V'hi lo yada shefa lo baila, v'haisa shaysa yayin, matam ala mason. She went and did something wrong, and she, so to speak, in her eyes, in her mind, she thought she was doing something wrong. I mean, really, the whole thing was mufar to begin with, but the fact that she didn't know, she still needs a kapara. So we say, even though isha hafeiram, but the fact that she thinks she's doing an aveira requires the slicha from Hashem. Hashem yislach lo. So this was what Weir Bchiyah was coming from, that Hagam, I didn't do an Aveira, but I intended to do an Aveira, and I thought I was doing an Aveira, so therefore I need a Kapara. Rabbi Kiva, kimati lahai psuka avabochi. Rabbi Kiva, when he would come to this pasuk of Isha Aferim, Hashem yislach lo, he would cry. And why? He would say, Omar, ma mishan eschav lecho basa chazer. The ola biyode basa tle. You have over here a situation, you're telling me somebody intended to eat basa chaza, and he was protected, so to speak, from the aveira. He ate basa tle, he ate kosher meat, and still the Torah says, Amra Torah tzvicha kaparo slicha. You need kaparo slicha for such an aveira. She thought she was doing something wrong as a nazir. She needs a kaparo, even though she wasn't doing anything wrong. So says Rabbi Kiva, Mishan eschava lecha basa chaza. The ola biyode basa chaza, alachas kama vakama. Somebody who has a mind to do an Aveira, Taka does an Aveira, Alachas Kama V'Kama, what type of Kapora and Slicha he needs. Similarly, you have a Pasuk, a person didn't know. Didn't know that he was doing something wrong. He still needs a Kapora. I'm sorry?
They actually did the Aveira, though.
Correct. But Al Kapanim, a person, right, unintentionally, and a person does intentionally is much worse. So Rabbi Kiva makes the same type of drasha. When it kishahaya Rabbi Kiva magil a pasuk zehaya baicha ma mishen eschav lechol shuman v'alo biyadei chaylev. Someone had a mind to eat shuman, to eat fat v'alo biyadei chaylev. But then chaylev came up and amar teir v'liyada v'ashem. He thought he was eating mutter shuman and he ended up eating aser chaylev. So v'nasa avayne, he needs a kapara. So mishen eschav lechol chaylev v'alo biyadei chaylev alachas kama v'kama. Someone who intentionally goes and doesn't have error and wants to eat something that's aser and taki eats it alachas kama v'kama, he needs a kapara. Isi ben Yehuda aimer v'liyada v'ashem v'nasa avayne adav ze yidavu kol adivuyim. For this, we have to be medav, we have to lament, right? For people that want to, when people intend to, if you don't intend to do an Aveira, you need a Kapara, so Alachas Kama V'Kama, when you do intend to do an Aveira, how much more so of a Kapara we need. Let's see, the Rashi's on this. Now we see Al-Kapana from over here, the Chaymer of doing an Aveira even, both ways, doing an Aveira B'Shoigeng, you see how Chaymer it is in Kolshken B'Mezid, And the flip side of the story with Reb Chiyah was where he intended to do an Aveira even though he didn't, you see still a true Kapara is in order. Zakt Rashi. The Parish Minoi, the first in line in Rashi on top, the Parish Minoi, he was parished from his wife, Machma Zikna. I'm sorry? I think him. Yeah, maybe because of old age. So why is he saying Arachman Yatzalenim Yetzahara? He has nothing to worry about. Now that she realizes that he's not too old, so she wanted him. Kashta nafsha betachshi teho kishute besamim v'farsim, and she put on perfumes and the like. Chof of a tonic kamei over lufanu v'shan sepam shniya. She went and passed in front of him one time, and then she went back again a second time till she got his attention. Ano charusa, he said, "Who are you?" She said, "I am charusa shem zayna, nikeres be a renowned zayna." The hadri miyayina. They came I came back to town today. Dorish Deresh Tsutsisa. He told her, she told him, go get me that remain from the top of the branch. Anaf Koton Shabagava Deko, small branch on top of the tree, or high up, I want you to go get it. Shavar Kofatz. He jumped and he got it. He went and sat in the furnace to kill himself. Isha hafareim tzvichem slicha. Even so, she needs slicha. Isha hafei rom, masha avra, mazu slicha. Once her husband was made for the neder, what does she need slicha for? So v'hishay seyayin, she thinks, and she's drinking wine. Miyad v'av bishav heter kimin shehi le'isan eschavna tzricha slicha. If she intended to do an avera, she needs slicha. Kol ha'divuim she'yesh lam leiv le'davis yidavu al zeh she'enem eschavim. Yesh kan nesiyus avoyin. This is nesiyus avoyin. You see clearly, it's considered an avera. Okay, Al Kapanam, we have numerous stories here of Rameya, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chiya, Plima, well, not Plima's story was different, but numerous stories here in the Gemara you see of Amirayim that when faced with situations of Taiva could Chalila have been schlepped in, or Rabbi Chiya's case was ultimately protected, but thought he was schlepped in, and presumably the reason the Gemara is bringing all of this is to show us obviously the Chaymer of the Nisayin. And the taiva for znus, so we have to be machmir on the richuk and the halachas to stay away from it.
It doesn't whitewash anything.
You
know?
No.
These people get
right.
Described in the book.
Yeah. Even at the previous gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis before, right? We're just the level of Yisroel a person would go to, the stories of Prutzim. I mean, the 10 people, what they would do, what a woman had done, etc. Taivas are real. We have to protect ourselves. So the Mishnah had said that a person can be miyachad with his mother. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, miyachad adam im achaysay, vidor im imoy v'im bitoy. So Rav Asi says a person is allowed to be miyachad with his sister, and with his mother and his daughter, he's even allowed to live. Which the way that's interpreted is that there's a distinction between a temporary yichud versus actually dwelling with someone. So a mother and daughter, with a person's mother, with a person's daughter, he's allowed to live even long term, but with a sister, you're not allowed to live long term, but you're allowed to be miyachid. What's the definition of long term? I leave up to Rabbi Mar, but I think that there's a common share of 30 days that's used, but it could be it's even less than that, I'm not sure. But the concept of, you know, when perhaps in transit and staying in a hotel there, or you know, renting a house for a few days or a week, so there maybe you wouldn't have a problem of yichud with a sister, but living together and, you know, renting an apartment together long term would be a problem. Ki amar kamei d'Shmuel, when they said this member before Shmuel, amar asalus yachad m'kol arayi shebetayra. Shmuel argued, and he said, no, the Issa Yichud applies to Kol Arayis Shebetayra, Vafila Behema, even with the Behema. Now, I don't know if Shmuel is only arguing on the Achaisai, or he's even arguing on Imay Abitai. I don't know if we ever hear of such a Shita on Imay Abitai, but Al Kapanim for Achaisai, for sure he's arguing, and he's saying that, no, Yichud is not Mutter even by Achaisai, it's Asa L'Siachad, and Kol Arayis Shebetayra, Vafila Behema. It's even Asa to be Miyachad with a Behema. Tanan, what does that mean? So says the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's mutter. Shmuel's arguing on a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Masiachad adam im imay v'imbitay v'yashin imar b'kiyuv basa." Oh, so the assumption is that Shmuel argues even on imay v'imbitay. And our Mishnah, he says, "Aslas yachad kol arayi shabatayr." Every erva is aslas yachad. Our Mishnah says, "Masiachad adam im imay v'imbitay." Mishnah says it's mutter. V'yashin imar b'kiyuv basa tiyufta de Shmuel. It's a kasha on Shmuel. So amul lecha Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Well, letaimeich." There's another brisa that says achaisai v'chamaisai v'shar kol arayis shabatayra ein mesiachad imam ela be'edim. There's a brisa that says by your sister, your mother-in-law, or other arayis, you can't be mesiachad unless you're with edim. Be'edim in shloi be'edim loy. That means with edim, where you're not really alone, you're allowed to be left be yichud, so to speak. But shloi be'edim loy, without edim, you can't. And that brisa says specifically achaisai is also without edim. So Shmuel says, Elamai, what happens by a chaisai? It must be this is a machlekes. You have a Mishnah that tells me that you're allowed to be miyachid, and now you have a brisa that says you're not allowed to. So says Shmuel, Elatanaihi, it's machlekes tanaim. And the same way you're going to tell me you have a Mishnah that says that a person's allowed to be miyachid, I hold, based on this other brisa, that there's a chumra that says you're not allowed to be miyachad with any arayi shabatayra, even ima yibitay. And you'll see now the Gemara, to prove that, the Gemara says, the Tanya, like we see Rameyer said, Rameyer, his haru bi mipnei biti. Rameyer said, his haru bi mipnei biti, don't leave me alone with my daughter. So you see, Rameyer was machmir on yichud, even with a bas. So al kopanim, what we're seeing from here is, hagam, our mother, our Mishnah said, that a person can be miyachad with his mother or with his daughter, and then comes along Rabbi Yehuda and he explains that you're allowed to even live with them long term, but a sister's in between, a sister yichud's okay, but living is not okay. Comes along Shmuel and he says, no, it's all aser. It's all aser. Say achaysay, say imay, say bita, it's aser l'siyachadim kol arayah shevetera, v'afilum behema. And you see, Rameya was machmer on that. His haru bi b'pnei biti. Amar Reb Tarfin said, his haru bi b'pnei kalosi. Tarfin said that, please protect me and be careful for me, meaning don't leave me alone, I guess, with my daughter-in-law. Legally, right, because daughter-in-law, I think everyone agrees, is aser. Legally, all of Isa Talmud, but you see, even that, they said, Tarfin, come on. Tarfin, you're an Adam Gadol. You're saying, it's like picture of Gadol Ador saying, don't leave me alone with my daughter-in-law. His daughter-in-law was probably a pious person, and he was an ultra-pious person. Tarfin, you need us to protect you from your daughter-in-law. Liglig Olav Isa Talmud. The certain Talmud was Melaglig Olav, which is almost like he made Litzanis out of it. Then why does Reb Tarfin have to say that? Amar Bavo Mishum Reb Chanini Ben Gamliel says Reb Bavo, guess what happened? Lehayu Yamim Muatim Achenichshol Isa Talmud Bechamaisai. That Talmud who made Chayzik of Reb Tarfin, what are you saying? Watch out for a daughter-in-law. Watch out for a mother-in-law. Come on, there's no lost love. And then he got in trouble, and this Talmud himself, within a short period of time thereafter, was nichshal with his mother-in-law. So don't make chayzik that it doesn't matter, there's no taiva, there's no iser, please, you're above it. We see very clearly from all of these gemaras, nobody's above anything. There's no such thing as saying that it's a kalkite. Now the next thing, afilu and behema, is pretty fascinating, that Shmuel holds afilu and behema, that there's an iser yichud even with a behema. Abaya, mechlole mikula dabra. A buyer would basically remove the animals from the whole field. It's too pshat in Rashi what it means, but al kapanim, a buyer would tell people and would fearzach himself not to be miyachad with an animal in a field, whether it means a shepherd shouldn't be alone with animals, or when he was out in the field to learn, he would shoo away the animals. They shouldn't be left alone with him. And you see that when he was machmir on yichud with a behema, Rav Sheshes mavrele mitzvah. Rav Sheshes would move them away to the other side. I think that means Rav Chanan min Ardo ikla Rav Kana lufum nahara. This is very interesting. Rav Chanan came to visit Rav Kana in Pum Nahara, in the place. Chazia de Yosef Kogaris. He saw Rav Kana sitting and learning. V'kaima behema kamei, and there was an animal running around outside or in the yard with him. So Amalei Savala Mara Filum Behema, what's going on here? You got a yichud problem. You and the dog, you and the cow. Well, you can't be alone over here with an animal. So what do you say to him? Amalei Lavadatoi, you're right. I didn't realize there was